Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Hey, we've talked a lot this year about the running back rotation. Are you married to that concept? I mean, can you see a scenario where if one guy really separated himself and seemed to be more productive, and Jay's obviously played real well, would you see yourself maybe going into the postseason with a main guy like that?
I don't know. It's a little. I mean, it's a fine line a little bit because right now, I don't want to fix something or do something if it's not really broken right now. Now, if a guy does get a hot hand, I try to maybe feature that guy a little bit more in each game. But I still think we've got a great running back room. We got some talent there. Each one has a different skill set, and want to make sure we use it all the best we can.
Doug, the Pro Bowlers were announced last night. Just curious your reaction to specifically the guy I'm interested in, Brandon Brooks, because I feel like we don't talk about him as much. Him making it for the first time, and really the first time that it all made.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, for the six guys, I think four of them are first year. You know, guys, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, like you mentioned, and Zach Ertz and Carson, and obviously Fletch and Malcolm. These guys are well deserving of the award, obviously, and of the accolade. And it's a great team honor too, you know, to be selected. So, but speaking specifically of Brandon, he's had a tremendous year. He's played extremely well. He's been real consistent. One of our top offensive linemen this season, obviously by grades, and he just continues to impress and improve, and he's definitely one that's well deserving of this award.
What was your reaction to Jason Kelce not getting picked?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, somebody has to, you know, be an alternate, I guess, and I think he's played at a Pro Bowl level. You know, as much criticism and critique and everything that he gets, he doesn't get enough credit, you know, He's been solid all year long. He's been nicked up with the ankle, as you know, and just continues to play and play high at a high level, and would definitely be one that would be, you know, deserving of that honor too.
What's been the difference between him last year and this year, Jason Kelce?
I think the offseason was big for him, you know. A little bit of rest, the weight room, getting stronger. He's really just sort of just kind of settled in and playing, you know. I mean, that's really it. He, you know, Jason is a thinker, you know, and sometimes the mind gets in the way and the brain gets in the way. And this year he's just sort of let everything go by the wayside and just play. And you know, it's easier said than done, but that's really what he's done. He's just sort of let loose and going out there and playing sort of, you know, within his skill set and what he's been taught to do and coached up to do, and he's done a good job.
Doug, what did you see on that final fourth down play on the other side of the ball, Giants had the ball, and with Corey Graham and Evan Engram in the back of the end zone?
I saw an incomplete pass. Ball was high, out of the back of the end zone. I don't know if anybody could have caught the pass, quite honestly.
Did you think the contact on that play was...
In those situations, a lot of times the officials are going to let you play. They're going to let you play. Whether it's a fade in the back of the end zone or a front pylon throw, back end line throw, you know, there's always going to be contact. I mean, it just, you know, we complain when it happens to us, you know, and things like that. So I thought it was the ball was put in a position where I think it was either going to be, you know, Ingram's ball or nobody's ball, and it just happened to sail a little bit high.
Now that Carson's back in the building, can he be another set of eyes for you, or at least in terms of film study and what game planning for the offense? I know he's not the quarterback anymore, but maybe his view will help him help you.
Well, right now he's only in for rehab, and then he's out.
Okay, quarterback room.
Yeah, I mean, he was in for just a few minutes. In fact, he was in through the team meeting, and then he was gone. So he's out of here just after 9 o'clock every day. So he's not hanging around, and he doesn't need to right now.
Do you see kind of like a quiet leadership quality in Alshon? I mean, he doesn't come across as the very, you know, very loud, one of those rah-rah loud type of guys. But I mean, do you kind of see him as having a leadership role, like in a quiet way?
I do. I think it stands out in the way he practices and the way he plays, and he's a He's a big-time leader on this football team, especially in that room. Veteran player, and has done a really good job there. But, yeah, like you said, he's not maybe the most vocal guy, but he definitely leads by example.
Is Patrick Robinson still in concussion protocol?
He is.
How about Wade Sussy coming along?
He's good. He's good. He's getting better. He's still day-to-day, though.
How impressed have you been with how quickly Nick's gotten on the same page with his receivers?
It's a credit to Nick and to the receivers, number one, for spending time, all last week, just, getting some work in before, after, and during practice. And, it's a tribute to all those guys working and wanting to be successful. When a guy like Nick, a veteran guy who's, he's thrown to these guys before, but it's been like in training camp, and OTAs it can be a little difficult, but the timing, the accuracy, understanding where our guys are going to be, and two, a lot of it is just I think just watching the guys run these routes, when Carson was in there too, and learning from that has really helped them, have that timing, last week.
Yesterday, Frank Reich kind of talked about Nate Sudfeld, said ask anyone. How good his week of practice was. So here I am asking, how good was Nate last week in practice? Are you comfortable with him right now as a backup quarterback?
He had a really good week. Had a really good week in practice. He prides himself in getting his work in and getting his work done, and comfortable with him being the backup. Last week I thought probably his best week, and really even prior to that he hasn't gotten a lot of practice reps because Nick was always taking those reps and he stepped in there, did a nice job continues to grow and continues to work. But yeah, nice job.
Did you learn anything about him last week that you didn't know, Nate?
Just seeing him, really for the first time in a practice setting, obviously, just anticipation, ball location, the accuracy and timing of throws. The way he moves in the pocket, the subtle movements, and really he's taken that drill work that Coach DeFilippo has done with him throughout the course of the year, and he used it in practice, and so those things really began to show up last week, and it was a positive thing to see.
In this case, taking care of the ball, is that something a conversation you're specifically having with him? Is it understood for a backup quarterback? How would you explain that?
It's both. It's really both. Definitely have the conversations with him, but at the same time, he understands that, it's part of the role now, and he's no longer the backup. He's the starter, and it's important that we take care of the football, obviously, and don't turn it over. Did a nice job in the game, not doing that the other day.
Obviously, the four touchdowns gets attention, the zero interceptions. Does that stand out more to you or as much?
I think the turnovers and the giveaways, not whether it be a fumble or an interception, are huge. And that's something you're going to notice with Nick. Nick's okay throwing the ball away too. Under duress, he's going to throw it out of bounds or skip it somewhere and live to play another down. That's kind of built into him, and does a nice job that way.
Jim Schwartz cited the lack of urgency as a contributing factor for the defense maybe not playing up to its capabilities the last few weeks. Have you noticed that? Is that a concern to you as you're heading into the postseason? Anything that you can do about it?
Yeah, I don't – it's not a concern because, I think sometimes it's human nature. We've all been in situations where sometimes you just you know you're probably going to win the football game, but at the same time you either look past it or whatever goes through your mind. I mean, I can remember when I was coaching high school ball, and you kind of going through the week like, oh, we got this, and then you get up and then you're in a dogfight. And the beauty of it is we were in a dogfight and we needed to be in a dogfight the other day. And I talk about starting fast every week, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And obviously, we didn't start fast enough on defense, and it was that wake-up call, and it's going to happen. And listen, it's going to happen. offense might be sluggish and the defense has to step up, you know, and last week it was the offense coming through. So that's the beauty of football and the team sport. But we were in a dogfight and we figured out how to win the game.
What is your involvement in on the defensive side of the ball during game days? I mean, has it changed much since you've been here, or is Jim still has complete autonomy?
Yeah, no, I mean, it hasn't changed. My role hasn't changed there. I mean, Jim knows what he's doing. Obviously, he got a lot of confidence in he and his staff. You know, my role is to continue to encourage and motivate our defensive players. And if I have to, step in and get on somebody, I can. But, listen, these guys are professionals. They understand. They know their jobs. They know what's at stake. And they stepped up and got the win.
How do you handle a young player who maybe hasn't had a lot of criticism come their way? How do you handle kind of teaching them how to deal with it?
Give them to Brett.
Do you do anything?
Give them to Brett. Honestly, I mean, our media department does a great job educating and coaching up our players. Now, I can sit in front of a team meeting and talk to our guys about how to do it and all that, but honestly, these guys do a much better job than I can on educating and I can talk through experience and talk through different aspects of what I've gone through, either as a coach or a player, or even one of our teammates could stand up here and talk about certain situations, but quite honestly, I mean, you know, we just got to continue. We just continue to talk to them, continue to educate them, and just understand there's going to be highs and lows, and you just got to maintain that level playing field best you can and work through it.
You said we needed to be in a dogfight. Why do you feel like you needed that?
I just think it shows character, it shows grit, determination, the ability to pull out a game in the fourth quarter. Things we've talked about all season with this football team, what we've learned from a year ago, and really understanding what's at stake for us, you know, what's on the line, and just bearing down and doing your job and finding out a way. As sometimes as ugly or as sloppy as it can be, you figure it out, and then you finally get the win.
Do you feel like they needed a wake-up call? I mean, that's the word.
Well, I think we had one, you know, the Seattle game. I think that was kind of the wake-up call, and we responded, you know, against the Rams. And listen, it's they started faster than we did, and that's the bottom line. But yet we rebounded, had a great second half, outscored them offensively. A special team stepped up with the three blocks, obviously, is huge, and found out what our team was made of.
It looks like you're
probably going to be in that kind of game in the playoffs.
You're going to be in that game. Because now you're talking about, you know, six teams that can win, you know, and they know how to win. They're there for a reason. And everybody's good and everybody, you know, you have to come to play. You have to practice well during the week and prepare well during the week. And, you know, it's something that definitely we can lean on and learn from, you know, going forward, but we just can't. You can't have those lapses, you know, in the postseason.
It looks like the schedule's different this week, especially Friday, a traditional Thursday. What's the reason for that?
I didn't want to spend time with you guys after the media session. No, just listen. It's a long week. It's a long week, and we've had a tough three games on the road, and I feel like the best way to keep our players fresh and ready to go is to kind of back down just a touch and to do more walkthroughs this week and try to keep them as healthy and fresh as we can. All right. Thanks, guys.